Tomins portrayed the spouses Vincenzo Sandrini and Giuseppina Denler, representatives of the Trieste mercantile bourgeoisie. Based on the clothing and hairstyles, it can be deduced that these two paintings were made around 1840, perhaps to commemorate a wedding anniversary. These two canvases belong to Tomins' late creative period. However, he was still making high-quality works at the time. Between 1826 and 1855, Joseph Tomins was one of the most popular portraitists of the Trieste bourgeoisie, which made a name for itself in the 19th century and began to diminish the role of the nobility with its financial and business success. By commissioning portraits, the new bourgeois class was strengthening its social status also on a symbolic level, while simultaneously wishing to preserve the memory of important family moments. Joseph Tomins knew how to please his patrons, for he emphasized their social, professional, and political status by accurately portraying their appearance and all of the decorative elements, clothing, jewelry, hairstyles, and furniture. He also devoted a great deal of attention to their faces, thus ensuring the recognizability of the portrayed persons and of their character. Tomins's so-called talking portraits became a synonym for the success of a new social class. The museum collection also includes a group of quality portraits from the 19th century. Among them are two important canvases. One is a depiction of a man with a walking stick by painter Giovanni Pagliarini, while the other, Portrait of a Man with a Cigar, is the work of Tomins's son, August. The artistic oeuvre of August Tomins has yet to be researched, whereas the Ferrarese painter Giovanni Pagliarini is much more known in Italy. He was likewise a successful portraitist and was working in Trieste at the same time as Joseph Tomins. They even exhibited their works together.